This is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. Governor Kevin Stitt signed a bill into law late Wednesday that will require high school graduates in Oklahoma to pass a citizenship test before they can receive their diploma. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports on the new requirement.
The bill's proponents say taking the citizenship test will prevent rioting and looting. House Bill 2030 was authored by Representative Terry O'Donnell of Catoosa. As the bill was shepherded through the legislative process, he said it would ensure high school graduates are better engaged and be less likely to participate in civil unrest. The new law also implements some new academic standards. It mandates students study primary documents like the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Emancipation Proclamation. Democrats who oppose the legislation say students are already exposed to much of this material and it will create an undue burden on educators. High schoolers will need to begin passing the test to graduate in the 2022-23 school year. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
Oklahoma's partially privatized Medicaid plan has a new, and perhaps surprising, opponent. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports that the Oklahoma House of Representatives and its overwhelming Republican majority are joining the fight against the controversial policy.
From day one of this year's legislative session, the state's executive branch has been hammering its dedication to usher in Sooner Select. Under that plan, instead of having Oklahoma's Medicaid agency pay providers directly for their care, the state would shift about $2 billion in health spending to four private insurance companies, giving them a set amount for every client. Those companies would then coordinate care for nearly a million low-income Oklahomans who are covered by Sooner Care, the state's Medicaid program. Here's the idea. Insurance companies make more money when their clients are healthier and need less medical care. So, they're incentivized to improve health outcomes. They also have more flexibility in how they can spend on health because state Medicaid agencies have stricter rules. Here's Governor Kevin Stitt at the annual State of the State address before the legislature back in February.
With Medicaid expansion now in our Constitution, this is the perfect opportunity to reimagine healthcare delivery in Oklahoma. It's time to focus on outcomes and not just paying invoices. 40 states have found managed care is the best way forward.
All along, that plan, which nearly every medical trade group in Oklahoma has denounced, has seen opponents in the legislature. In December, more than a dozen members wrote a letter calling for the idea to be abandoned. Health committee chairmen in both chambers have held hearings on the program's risks. For months, that opposition has seemed, for the most part, informal. That is, until last week, the House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a bill that would block the program and create a similar one, only with no private insurance companies. Senate Bill 131 would create a more coordinated care model under the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority. Oklahoma's legislature has a long history of cutting Medicaid funding and attempting to curtail its enrollment. Medicaid has been a lightning rod for the right. But during debate last week, some of the state's most conservative members debated to keep Medicaid under state control and against bringing in private sector organizations. Arguments varied. Some noted that the same insurance companies Oklahoma has contracted are in lawsuits with attorneys general in other states. Others noted that a similar program failed in the early 2000s and that it could be damaging to members and providers this time too.
If we're saving money, in my mind, it's because we're either reducing services or we're paying providers less or delaying.
Tell me the fiscal impact of lawsuits against an MCO and what that's going to look like.
Obviously very concerned for rural Oklahoma hospitals and the impact this is going to have on physicians and patients.
Representative Marcus McIntyre, a Duncan Republican who chairs the Appropriations and Budget Health Subcommittee, authored the bill. He said he wasn't surprised by its far-reaching support, despite the chamber's issues with Medicaid, and specifically expanded Medicaid, in the past. When voters approved State Question 802 last summer, they expanded Medicaid and opened coverage up to about 200,000 working adults. That policy, created under the Affordable Care Act, raised the income cutoff for the health program. The legislature opposed it for a decade before the popular vote. One of the executive branch's arguments for Sooner Select is that the state needs help from insurance companies to coordinate care for that population. It's new, and officials aren't sure what health demands it will create or how much treating those will cost. McIntyre said that although House Republicans widely opposed Medicaid expansion, the state question placed the policy in the Constitution. If they're going to have to fund it, he said, they want to do it right.
I think they feel like they're in some kind of a twilight zone, that they're having to vote on this stuff that they're against, but they know it's here. and they know it's constitutional. And I think that's where everyone's pivoted to.
He offered another reason behind the bill's success. Hospitals are popular, and the hospital's been fighting against Sooner Select.
My hospital in my hometown is the largest employer in my district, and a lot of reps are that way. And so in these smaller towns, you can't get a school bond passed, but I guarantee if they put a bond up for their hospital, it'll pass at 90%, because people are really concerned about their health systems in their communities.
It's still unclear whether the Senate will hear this version of the bill, which has changed significantly from the one heard in the chamber originally. McIntyre said he's hopeful. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.